Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And week six of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week seven. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week seven, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante in with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, it is finally here. We weren't sure we would be able to say these glorious words. It's game week. That's got to get you revved up.
Man, it's been so surreal. Really 7 months of being surreal. But it really did feel like, you know, we weren't turning the corner until we turned the corner. And I know that in this world, like especially as you're watching all the NFL stuff going on and other issues in college football, like Nick Saban testing positive for COVID last week, you can never really take it to the bank until these teams are lined up and are kicking off. But we are on course after a long, long 7 months, and in particular, a long past 2 months.
Oh, exactly. And you and I were talking prior to the show, and as much as, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm excited that it's game week. I'm excited that we're talking about a game. I'm still scared something's going to happen because it has been so crazy during this offseason.
And you have to be so strict and disciplined and stick to your protocols and make sure, you know, like whether you believe that this virus, like I know there are two very different schools of thought with when it comes to the virus itself. But the bottom line is positive tests mean chaos. And the Big Ten did not set up, so it built chaos into the schedule. There's no room for it. 8 games in 8 weeks. You don't really have a moment to have chaos or you're going to miss one of those games.
Exactly. And I'm sure we're going to have moments and weeks that we're going to have to talk about these things. But right now, let's talk football. And we are going to get into a look ahead to the Indiana game. And I'm going to also get your season preview. I did it with all the other guys. So be ready for that. You're going to have to give your prediction for the team's record for the season, and you're also going to have to give your bold prediction for the season. So get ready for that, Dustin. But first, let's take a look at the news. One of the big things that came out this past week is the updated roster, and that means also the updated weights. This is always a fascinating time. There are a lot of players that we could talk about. Which ones, though, struck you as important with the weight changes?
Well, I think, you know, this is kind of like the final descent into what they're going to look like for the season. I know that sounds obvious, but when you follow along with all the previous roster updates, you see this movement various places, and it's all just work to tear down, build up, like it's all in preparation for now, which is where the true intentions of the coaching staff come through. You know, I think you're seeing that 240 range being an optimal range at the linebacker position. You know, you saw, I think Brandon Smith jumped to 244, I believe it was. I mean, you got some big dudes there who can move Lance Dixon jumping up to 221 makes me believe that he can play if he needs to on a three down basis. Obviously the biggest weight gain was Shaka Toney going from, I think, what, 231 to 252, 256, something like that. That gets him right where he needs to be fast. And at the same time, hold up, because you need him to hold up. You know, Caden Wallace going from 335 to, I think, 313 kind of shows what they want from him. You know, he kind of hawked out last year, where now I think you can see him plenty big, plenty strong. He's a very muscular kid, but with the quickness to go with it. And I think we're going to see that on the field in some form this year. But there's a number of things. I just like seeing, trying to interpret what their intentions are. When it comes to mixing strength and speed and where that shows up weight-wise on the roster.
Exactly. And when you see the weight loss, okay, we know what they're looking to do. It's interesting. It seems as if a lot of the freshmen linemen are the ones who are losing weight. It's, as you said, they kind of break them down first, get rid of the bad weight. All right, now next year we'll put it back on, but it'll be much, much better weight. You highlighted a couple of the ones that are really interesting. Probably Shaka Toney's the one, a veteran, to make that kind of jump in weight, 20 pounds. If that's good weight, and I'm assuming it is, that could be a very much a difference maker. You also highlighted Lance Dixon. What I also find interesting is when the smaller guys, Norval Black going from 160 to 178, Marquise Wilson, someone who you expect to play, he put on 10 pounds from 166 to 176. And, you know, for you and I to pack on 10 pounds, I mean, that's a couple cheeseburger weekend. But for these guys who are in the 160s, that 10-pound difference is quite significant, isn't it?
It is, but as you mentioned, gaining weight doesn't impress me, Jim. Now tell me gaining muscle. All right, 18 pounds of muscle, I can gain 18 pounds, no problem. And I have a great time doing it. I think Norval Black probably didn't have quite as much fun doing it as I would. But yeah, I think, you know, that first burst, that first introduction to, you know, college weightlifting and the discipline and the nutrition program, you know, it's surprising. Like, you think, okay, big time high school athletes, you kind of just assume that they've got a really good training regimen, that that they know what's going on from a diet perspective and how to make those two things work together to get maximum results. But the reality is, it's a real mixed bag as far as how acquainted they are with different testing and different stuff in the weight room. You know, I think Lamont Wade was one of them when he was coming out. Big time kid, but really didn't have as much of a clue on the purpose of the weight room as you would have expected. And so that introduction, you know, like it's an introduction into serious business, and you see the results.
You know, Dustin, my takeaway from that is I should have you do a weigh-in this week and see if it's challenge accepted. And a week from now, see if you have an extra 10 pounds on you. I'd like to see your training technique for that.
I should shoot like a Rocky style montage of just me of just me eating
at the buffet table. All right,
but I got news for you. I would not get to the top of the Rocky steps. I would have to take a few breathers to show that I've conquered this thing.
All right, coming to a Twitter account near you, we're going to see the Rocky montage for Dustin. Something interesting that the team has set up for their special teams. This season is the first season college football is allowing the number zero. And Penn State, I thought this was a great idea. They were going to take that uniform and make it a reward for a special team player, and Penn State assigned that number to Jonathan Sutherland. What do you think of that whole idea there, Dusty?
Well, I knew it was a thing, and I know when they did the media days thing and every player on the team was available, that question came up with a lot of people. And I recall just being like, I wonder, do people care about this? And it is a significant thing within the program. And Jonathan Sutherland was the name that kind of kept coming up. So when it was announced, I wasn't surprised by the name, but the coaching staff, you know, from a special teams, from a leadership, from a professionalism, from all those different vantage points, they love Jonathan Sutherland. And, you know, I guess the big question for me is, like, he's going to be a leader on special teams for sure. How much more is he going to be? We don't really know the answer to that, like where he's going to fall in the safety rotation. But they are definitely getting their scholarship's worth out of him, even if he were to never play a down at safety, which I don't think is going to be the case. But leader, sets the tone, you know, very thoughtful and really captain material. So he was obvious, I think, as the number zero material.
And I think what it does is it shows the emphasis that this team has on special teams, especially since they added Joe Lohrig to the group, to the coaching staff. I think it's great. It shows that the players are taking a great deal of pride in special teams. And obviously, we all know special teams will make a difference in a game or two per season. All right, the other thing, speaking of leadership, Penn State named their captains this past week. Any surprises there, Dusty?
I would have liked to seen maybe more than eight captains. I think any good team needs at least 40 captains, but I think eight should be fine. Not a lot. I don't think any surprises really. I mean, for Sean Clifford year two as a captain, I have heard nothing but good things when it comes to him from a leadership perspective. And so, yeah, I think all those guys kind of jumped out. You know, Jesse Lucchetta, I think it's a good sign that you're seeing him as a captain because he is a key player in this defense. And I think one of the things that he's going to bring to the table is that communication, leadership, you know, showing up, making the right play at the right time. So I think the fact that he's a captain kind of reinforces to me that he's ready for this. So that was one name that kind of, that stood out to me.
Well, let's face it. Also, you mentioned Sean Clifford. Your quarterback better be a captain, or there's an issue there since he is the leader. One last question in the half minute we have left. Phil Troutwine, offensive line coach, talked about all the individual offensive linemen. Anything there stick out to you, Dusty?
He had some good things to say about Michael Menon in terms of him sort of bring your lunch pail, smart, loves football. Good recipe for him because he's also a very talented kid. And if he stays healthy this year, I'm excited to see what he can do at the next level too. But he pretty much painted the picture, a positive picture of everybody. But I thought the comments about Menon, you know, kind of taking that lunch pail approach were a good thing.
And some of the other ones, you know, C.J. Thorpe, he's a finisher. Rasheed Walker, he's athletic. A couple of the guys were technicians. Kind of fit what we thought about those players. All right, that is it for quarter number one. Stick around for quarter number two.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiasts, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.